I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, bed rotting sounds a bit gross, but it is in fact a new name for an old practice. It used to be called duvet days, or before that, just taken to the bed. The influencer and TV presenter James Kavanagh is a devotee of the practice and joins us now. Afternoon, James.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. How often do you do it?
Well, I kind of feel bed rotting is like a catch-all term for someone who just like takes pride and can guilt-free be lazy and doesn't have to fill their free time with like a schedule of things. Because I find like people I'm friends with or follow online, I feel like their Sundays are just so like jam-packed. And I'm like, there's just... like, why aren't you just drooling, staring at the wall? Like, can you not just find pleasure in the slow lane for once? And I find I can bed rot very easily, and I can spend hours like stewing in a bath or making a little tray full of treats to watch while I watch TV, or even watching my birds at the bird feeder for a couple of hours. So I think bed rotting is just really another name for like unwinding, or like pottering even. Like, I love pottering around the house, folding blankets, fluffing pillows, not doing very much. And I kind of feel like in a society where we're kind of bombarded with, you should be doing stuff, you should be up a mountain on a Sunday, you should be hiking, you should be doing this. It's, let's just slow down a bit. And I'm all for that.
Yeah. I would blame social media to a large extent, because there's all people posting pictures of from the top of the mountain.
I fully agree. Yeah, no one really spends free time, in my mind anymore, kind of chilling out. It's just about jamming so much into your day. So I'm just a big believer in the slow lane. And also, like, it's not just me saying it, there are studies like pottering and doing small little tasks and spending hours doing them in your free time is actually a form of mindfulness or meditation or whatever. Just the kind of taking the pleasure in those kind of things. I think they call that sort of practice hygge or hygge. It's like a Danish term, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just about kind of, especially in January and February and those kind of miserable months, like, why are you rushing out the door on a Saturday and Sunday to do stuff? Like, cancel plans and just get cozy. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Totally agree with this guy. Chill. One texter. Though it probably... to a degree, some people's personalities wouldn't fit this. You know, the people
100%.
Who kind of always have to be doing something.
Yeah, my partner William is that. Like, we're yin and yang when it comes... like, he can't sit still. He also has restless leg syndrome. So there's just always twitching going on with him in general.
Is he on the pills for it?
I didn't know there was pills.
Oh, there is pills, yeah. No, it's called Mirapixin. I'm on it. I have restless leg as well. I couldn't sleep for years because I was jumping.
Oh, my God. He can't sleep.
Yeah, and it's precisely for that. It's actually for something else, dementia or, you know, that kind of thing. But this is a kind of a pleasant side effect of it, that it gets rid of the restless leg.
And are you not jigging anymore in the bed?
No, absolutely not. It made it, for me, it worked now 100%. But like I've heard from other people who've taken, and it didn't work for them, but it really worked for me.
Okay. I'm going to write that. I'm going to run into he's in his studio now. I'm going to tell him afterwards, you need to get on these pills.
Yeah.
But he is very much like, yeah, he has the restless leg syndrome, but also cannot understand how I can spend two hours in the bath eating clementines and lighting my candles. I have my seaweed baths multiple times a week, and I can just literally zone out. I don't have to be distracted. And I know a lot of people, as you said, it does not suit personalities. I feel blessed that I can do this, because I have some friends, they can't be alone with their thoughts. They can't not have a distraction the whole time. I love nothing more than stewing stewing for 3 hours in a bath. And as I said, I do feel like the odd one out because no one I really know can do that.
Yeah. So, but would you see yourself as a very relaxed person?
Yes, I choose the lazy life more than the busy life. My aim is to be as kind of free as possible. So I can definitely go into the slow lane easier than a lot of other people. I don't need a lot of distraction or to be doing something all the time. And I find myself quite a chill person because of that, I think. And I wasn't always like I used to suffer dreadfully with anxiety and panic attacks. I was kind of housebound for a couple of months at one stage in my mid-20s. I'm 35 now, but I think maybe a lot of that is to do with my kind of ability to be able to be a bit still and analogue.
Yeah, because given what you do for a living, you have to be a self-starter. You have to get up on a Monday morning and you know, hustle and that kind of stuff, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm allergic to that hustle word. I find that it's such a word a lot of people just use these days and they want to be kind of having, you know, their fingers in a million different pies. And I even see on TikTok and stuff, there's some like 15, 16, 17 year olds talking about the hustle life and getting into a freezing cold ice bath in the mornings and just pushing that constantly doing stuff. Kind of way of life, and I've just always been kind of allergic to it, and I kind of feel that my ability to chill and just be kind of present is down to the fact I can do that.
Right, yeah. But when you have to, you know, be busy, I assume you can be busy.
That's the thing. If I need to be on, I'm on. But if I'm off, I'm completely off. Do you know the way some people can't, like, they're like, I can't sit still. I can't, you know, I can't just sit down or I have to be. I can do either. I, of course, like, given what I do, I kind of can be anywhere, you know, around the country hosting something or doing something or you know, being involved with a campaign or whatever. But I can very easily do nothing. And I would fully advocate for it. Rot away, but also guilt-free rotting because there's a guilt around doing nothing, but actually doing nothing is kind of doing something. And people call it bed rotting. I call it bed rejuvenation because you are charging yourself back up again. Do you know that way?
Yeah, it's true. And you'll often hear that from people saying, God, that was a waste of a day. I didn't do anything, but it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't a waste of a day. It's doing nothing is not a waste.
Doing something, doing nothing is doing something. And like, you know, if you want to get all, you know, back to nature kind of vibes, like these are kind of like the months where we would be a bit hibernating kind of mode. I mean, all the plants and the everything else are all connected. They're all in hibernation mode. And I think it just, if you can take that time to chill and go into the slow lane in your free time and don't feel guilty about kind of about doing nothing, because as I said, we need to charge up as well.
Yeah, yeah. You live in Kilkenny. Were you okay after the storm? Do you have power and water and all that?
Yeah, I'm Dublin my whole life, so we were on mains and, you know, all that sort of stuff my whole life. So now we're kind of on our own little plot, and we have the tank down the end of the garden. What do they call it? Cistern? No, septic tank.
Yes.
We have a well, so the water needs to be pumped up. So once the electricity goes, everything goes. So luckily now nothing went this time, but the last time we were, you know, going around with candlelight, which I loved. I was going around like a little sick Victorian child with my candles and my noddy hat on, and yeah, it suited me. And we have a fire, luckily we have a stove and stuff, but no, not too affected now with the storm.
Okay, good to know. James, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was James Kavanagh there, the TV presenter and influencer.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.